A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey. And this week is book launch week! Oh, fuck's sake.
Preston, she's just hammering. Oh, there we go.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Very good. The book's out! It's in the shops. It's on the web.
On the web, Nana.
The postman / woman might put it in your shed. You're not in.
I'll give you that.
Thank you.
The postman / woman might put it in your shed.
Yep. The Very book good. Is out this week. It came out yesterday.
If you listen to this on Friday.
If came you listen out on the to 3rd. This on Friday. Yeah. We are... very excited.
Very excited.
We haven't got massively excited about the book because, you know, global pandemic mm-hmm. kind of, what's the word?
Yeah, tarnished it a bit, didn't it?
Tarnished it, yeah. Quashes your dreams and
Took
all that
Took the shine
stuff.
Off the little yeah. thing it did.
But it's very exciting.
Well, we're recording this on earlier in the week, obviously, but even now, some lucky little so-and-sos out there, which I couldn't believe when I saw it this morning, tagged me on Instagram. Some people have already had their signed copies delivered.
I know!
It's not even out on the 3rd and they've got it already. You know what it reminds us of? Reminds of one of the first one of the old Grand Theft Auto games came out, and my mate ordered it off Amazon or something, and he got it like at some weird accident. He got it like 3 days early, and I went and queued outside game at midnight like a tosser.
Oh, did you do that?
Damn right, I did.
Oh, I married a man who queues for a game.
You married a legend who queues for a game.
No,
it was before you could download them.
I don't like people like you.
Wow, that's.
I don't know. I don't like people who queue for stuff when they've just come out.
Yeah, midnight gate. There was a game in South Shields on King Street, and I queued there with a load of other winners.
Saddles, Chris. Absolute winners.
No. I remember once I did it, and I had to just go home and go to sleep because it was actually too late to play on it because I had to be up the next day.
I wish I'd known, because if I'd have known, I'd have went down and egged you all.
You bully!
I would have
coming and egging the nerds. Care. I mean, cool kids. Shit. So yeah, the book's out with this week, guys. So thank you already, everyone who's got that. Massive appreciation. We love yous. And this is, back to the podcast though, this episode 80. Good grief. Good grief.
Like a Werther's original.
Eh?
Old, silky.
Smooth.
Creamy.
And your granddad gives you out on the sly. Mm-hmm. Sounds weird, but I just meant like before your tea.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it. Look, if you took anything dirty from that, listen to it, that's on you. Because I just meant he gives you a little treat before your dinner.
Okay.
Because your mum said
that
no.
That sounds even worse.
No, it doesn't. Why? What's wrong with me? No. I'm just saying he's saying, yeah, don't tell your mum. There you go. Have that. Mm. Eh? Oh, God. Brought the tone down. Oh, do you know what? This week's sponsor's not going to want to follow that.
Is it not?
This week's sponsor, no. I'm going to have to quickly talk about something else. The sponsor's going to kick off.
All right, what do you want to talk about? Eh?
Don't know. Books out.
Books out?
Yeah. That'll do. Yeah. This week's sponsor... This week's lucrative sponsor, obviously what you think, because we're mentioning the book, we're going to forget the sponsor, not a chance, mate. This week's lucrative sponsor is, and you know what, these guys have been trying to get in touch for a long time now.
Chris, I can't, like, I can't even take it seriously anymore.
No, come on, long time, right? Tell you what, right now, right? You can't take it seriously, right? This is a massive, important product / company that we're working with here.
Okay,
right?
Great.
Eh? You don't do, eh?
Can't,
you don't
see,
think
can't wait to see them dollar eh? bills rolling in.
You're using one now. You're leaning on one now. This week's sponsor is... Tables.
Tables.
Hey, got all your stuff on the floor? Get yourself a table. Eh? Hey, pick it up now, y'all. put it on the table. Hey, eating your dinner? You sitting in front of the telly eating it on your knee? Well, that's all well and good, but where are you going to put your auxiliary plate of garlic bread? Get yourself a table.
A side table.
Mm. Or normal table. Or dining table. Or dressing table. Or bedside table. Tables for everyone.
Do you know what my favourite kind of table is?
What?
A console table.
Oh.
Only realised what they were until in my 30s.
Yeah?
Yeah, console table. I've got three of them.
Do you have to queue at midnight to get one?
No, they're just skinnier ones that you put lamps on and that in the hallway. Yeah, very nice.
Do you know how I used to, weirdly, do you know how I used to eat my dinner when I was a kid? When I used to get in from school, I used to eat my dinner.
Don't know.
Have I ever told you this?
Oh, you used to lie on your front.
Lie on my front.
Watching the telly.
In front of the telly. I couldn't do that now. But I would eat like stodge. I would eat like big slices of Goodfellas pizza and potato waffles and beans and that. It would lying on my front, you know. Like someone sunbathing, tanning their back.
Do you know what's quite good?
What?
Because you've just said that, and we sometimes used to eat our dinner in front of the telly.
Yeah.
Like on my knee or whatever, or sat on the floor. I feel like a good man because Robin always eats his dinner at the table.
He does eat at the table.
He doesn't he? High five to us.
Hey, tables.
Look at us being good parents.
Tables.
Tables.
Eat at the table.
Get your kids to eat at the tables.
At the table.
Mm.
Note from the sponsor, tables are in no way affiliated with timetables.
Oh, they can fuck off.
Or times tables.
Which one is it?
Neither. Not timetables, which is to sort your day out.
Oh,
or time,
right, sorry.
Times tables, which are the worst.
I meant the second one, the multiplication ones.
Yeah, never knew them. Still don't know them now.
Still don't. I can do the nine times table
on my hands.
I've got the trick. Ask us one.
Nine times seven.
Oh, hang on, 5, 6, 7. 63.
Is that right?
Don't know.
We'll never know.
Never in mystery.
Fucking couple of knobs. Why did I even ask you?
I don't even know. Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Happy to have you here.
Yeah, it was right, wasn't it?
It is, yes.
We both just got our calculators out because we're both absolutely fucking stupid. And it was, so how does that work?
So
you put both your hands out in front of you.
If you don't know the nine times table, I got taught this trick at school because I was in the very, very low maths class.
Now, I was in the high maths class and I never got taught this.
Well, that's because you probably had to just learn it off by heart, whereas us thickos got told it on my hands. So, nine times table. Ask me any of the nine times table.
God, we can't do this again.
Just ask us.
3 times 9.
So 3 times 9, what I would do is I would look at my two hands in front of us. I've got the palms facing me.
Yeah.
And I'd start from the left. So you would start, usually when you're counting, you start on your right thumb first, but I'd start on my left thumb.
Like you're reading it.
Yeah. Yes. Left to right. Okay. So what I do is I put so you want a 3 times 9, yeah?
Yeah.
So I go 1, 2, I put my third finger down and the answer is 27.
So 2 so and then a gap and then, so the tens and then the gap.
Tens
and then
the
units.
Gap and then the units. Ask us another one.
Wow. Does it work with your fingers the other way? If
don't
you turn
think
your hands
so.
On the other way?
I don't know. I've never tried it.
Well, it could because you just put your other fingers down.
Well, yeah,
well,
but why?
Right.
Well, why are you ruining me?
1 times 9.
90.
She did it.
Oh.
90!
Oh, 9.
I can't believe it's 9.
Oh, shit.
Guys,
oh,
guys, she put her thumb down, right? I said 1 times 9, and I would expect her to tell us to just fuck off. She put her first thumb down. She actually did it. And as I said to you, oh, she did it, she then said 90. Oh, fucking hell.
It's flawed. Me method's flawed. Shit. No.
No, it's not. That works. Because the
29.
Gone.
I know.
It's
I did it wrong.
Units.
All right. Okay. I've got heartburn. I've got acid reflux.
I can't believe you. I can't believe you put it down.
Believe it. All right. Because do you know what my predicted grade for GCSE maths was?
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Ungraded. Uh-huh. My math teacher had to get my mum and dad in for a meeting and say, look, really sorry, but I genuinely don't think Rosie is going to pass our maths GCSE.
Wow.
So there you go.
I'm really bad
at maths. I got a D, actually.
Good. And then you had to resit it anyway.
Had to resit it anyway at college. But so dreams can come true.
I can't believe
you. Oh, hey. Anyway, 9 times table. Welcome.
Heaven
if you're at
both.
School and you listen to this, you shouldn't be listening to this. Get back to school, you little wagger. No, you can have that.
Wagger means what? If you're wagging it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Skipping off school.
Yeah, sound like you were calling him a wanker, but you're just missing out loads of letters for no reason. Just seemed a bit harsh calling a kid a wanker.
Well, they are. Sometimes little wankers, aren't they?
Fair play.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So what's been going on?
Pregnant.
Yeah.
Fully blown pregnant.
Yeah.
And I've been skipping along, having a lovely little time. Haven't had much sickness. I've been a bit irritable. We're not going to lie there.
What?
A little bit.
No,
just, you know,
don't say
little moody.
Don't say that about yourself.
Oh, right, okay. You haven't noticed, have you?
What? that's...
You're such a pillock. but last night, I had the worst acid reflux and heartburn known to man. And I got that all the way through pregnancy with Robin. Yeah. And I thought I'd avoided it this time. So there's me going, I think I'm having a girl, me, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, everything's so different. Nah, same again.
Doesn't acid reflux mean they got hair?
Yeah, it can mean that.
Or
heartburn.
That an old wives tale?
No, I think it can. But Robin did have hair, but he didn't have enough to cause as much as I got.
I mean, some kids are born with like looking like they're in a 80s rock band.
Yeah,
like,
that's
some
always
kids
a bit
full
weird,
on mullets.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Loads and loads of hair.
Yeah,
it's nice though. It's cute.
Oh, it's lovely. But I always just get a fright when they're like, when I don't know, when someone's like, "Oh right, well, you know, we're rested in that now. The family have all been over. You can come over. You know, the baby's 3 days old," and I'm like, "Oh my god, 3 days old. When's it going to the barbers? Jesus,
the Grinch." No, it is always a bit freaky, but I find it really cute when they've got loads of hair.
Oh, gorgeous, yeah.
And
gorgeous,
like, I love kids with little hairy backs.
Sorry?
No, sometimes babies have got little hairy. Robin was quite hairy
wisp,
on his back.
A little wisp down
the
back.
And I was I can't wait to meet a little baby.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, we had the scan the other day, didn't we? The 20-week scan.
We did.
And we didn't find out what sex it is.
No, not going to find out.
I know, but now I'm sort of itching to know a little bit, but I'm not going to find out.
I was itching as well, but then I know the moment they tell us, I'd be like, oh, I'd be happy for a set, then I'd be like, oh, well, there's that gone.
Yeah.
Like, open your presents on Christmas Eve. What do? You go, oh, Christmas is coming tomorrow, but what's the point?
Oh, I know. Gutted.
So there you
go. So at least we've got something to look forward to.
Yes.
And it's
Well, the baby itself as well, you bastard.
Just want to know what it is, and then I'll go, oh, thank you for that. You can keep it. Yeah,
take it back. Take it back now, y'all.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Announcement.
Oh, have
we? It was Rosie's birthday. The other day.
Oh, thank you. It was
your
yeah.
birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. 35 next year. Can't believe it.
Jesus. Yeah. That's your favourite thing.
Yeah.
And I've hurt myself. We've got a bouncy castle and I've burnt my arms on it.
You have.
I have. I've got a big... you know what? I spoil myself all the time. We've got a little bouncy castle for the children and I went on it drunk and I've burnt my arms.
You say a little.
Well, it was massive.
It was massive.
It was 55 foot long.
It was ridiculous.
I went silly. I can't help it.
And why? You're ridiculous.
Do not get me to order the bouncy castle. Just don't do it. Because it filled up the full lawn. You couldn't really see the kids because they just kind of disappeared behind it. It was an assault course. It was an assault course with a slide.
It was. It was from the council. It was from the South Tyneside Council.
Oh, the council used it loads. It wasn't from the council.
Oh, was it not? Okay,
the
sorry.
The guy was like, oh, you'd be lucky to get... I phoned him up and he was like, you're lucky to get this on a weekend because the council normally use it. And it was at that moment that I thought, I should have measured the lawn.
Well, you ordered it.
Yeah.
And it was coming the next day.
Yeah.
And I said to you, does it fit on the lawn? You were like, yeah, it'll fit.
I don't know if you noticed, because I'm a spy, I'm like James Bond. I then quickly snuck out with the tape measure and measured.
It did fit.
Just.
On the slant, though.
On
had
the
to
slant.
Be on the slant.
Yeah, it had to be diagonal.
Yeah, but it was very much fun. I know I had a lovely birthday. Bit shit because I couldn't have a drink and I was a bit tired. But other than that, it was very nice. But you know me with birthdays, not arsed.
Well, not arsed to the point of where, just before we started this podcast, I was setting up all the stuff on our table, dear listeners. And I... picked up a pile of Rosie's birthday cards that she got not 2 days ago.
Mm.
And I said to Rosie, shall I put these up for you? And Rosie said, nah, I'm not bothered. Don't put them up. And I went, all right, recycle bin then. And what did you say?
I said, well, just keep them for the week and then we'll throw them away.
So she doesn't want them up, right? She doesn't want them up, but I'm not allowed to throw them away because she's got to keep them a week. So they're just in a fucking pile on a bench. Pointless.
But do you not hate going to someone's house and they've got loads of cards up? It upsets me.
Yeah.
I find it, I'm just like, oh, right, great.
Yeah.
All your friends' signatures, have you? Brilliant. What you do, like, forgot what your mum's handwriting looked like, did it? It's the same message every year. Same message.
I remember my mum and dad used to always, when they got Christmas cards, they used to always blue tack them all at the back of the door. And it was part of the Christmas decoration.
Yeah.
And it was always there. And my mum would sit down and go, I'm doing all the Christmas cards. And she'd sit for like 2 nights doing Christmas cards for spurious fucking random people who I hadn't seen for years. Fuck that.
My mum used to put them on string.
Yeah.
Like bits of string.
Oh, fold them over it.
Across
the
room.
Nah.
But
look at all our friends. Just look at this. Look at me social circle on this wall. Me.
Oh, you found enough of the losers who'll send you one back, have you?
Do you think that was Facebook before Facebook?
Yes, I think it was. It was. Do you remember address books?
Yeah.
Address books that would only come out at Christmas.
Yeah.
My mum hated Christmas cards.
Really?
I get a lot of my stuff from my mum.
Yeah, your mum hates most things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everything, but just things that actually... Things that you're allowed to hate, but a lot of people don't vocalise. Nobody enjoys writing out Christmas cards.
Oh, nah. We'll have to do them via school class soon.
I did them for them just gone.
Did you?
I bowed to the pressure of doing Christmas cards and just wrote from Robin on them all. And he didn't even know. He had no idea. He can write them out himself this year, little shit. He can write his name now. I'll be too busy.
I remember when I was at school and it was like, I think the teachers, if I remember rightly, the teachers would print a copy of the register with all the names.
Happens.
Yeah, so you could take it home and write down everyone's name. Like, if you've got to have their name printed off on a thing, you shouldn't be sending them a card. I mean, that takes all the goodness out of it.
One thing I will say, I remember being at school and I think when you get to a bit older, Robin's still only little and he doesn't know about, he might this year, to be honest. There's a lot of changes in a year when you're at that age.
Yeah.
But I loved doing the Christmas card rounds at the school because there'd be like a post box
right
in the hall
okay.
And you had to post everyone. So you didn't just go around people's desk and give it to them.
Right.
So that was exciting.
So what do you mean? So you used to get the job of getting them and going out and taking them to everyone?
Sometimes, yeah. People would get different jobs.
I get to the bottom of it. That's what you loved. I loved
a little job.
Centre of attention, job. That was you, wasn't it? Milk monitor, did you do the milk as well?
Yeah. I used to ring the bell.
God. Little gobby little goody two shoes, little Rosie's gonna hand the cards out, everyone just walking around each class, put them on people's desks.
I'll have you know, right? I've got a really big family, a lot of cousins, right? Oh. I was the first prefect in my whole family.
Rosie.
Ever.
Rosie, we had some of your family around outside socially distanced for your birthday. That's not a fucking achievement, love. I've met them.
They've got better. There's a couple of them gone to uni now.
I was the first prefect, last one to go to prison.
I was a bloody good prefect. No one got it.
I love how much you live in the past sometimes. I was the best bloody prefect that school ever saw.
I had a really hard slot.
What do you mean? You had a hard slot?
I'm telling you, right, okay, some of them were on the bottom of the stairs. I was a bit too short to go at the bottom of the stairs. I used to put the lads there, right? And the tall girls.
What do you mean? Why did you have to be tall to be the bottom of the stairs?
Well, because it's a bit of a pushy, like, it's, you know,
right.
Telling people not to go up and down the stairs can get a bit hard. But I had the second, I was more of a talker, like negotiator.
Yeah.
I was on, I forgot what it's called now, where the reception is, the foyer.
Right.
So the foyer was used a lot by little scoundrels, right, who wanted to just cut through from the C yard to the A yard, right? But you actually had to walk all the way around, which was actually a bit of a hike. You had to walk past Smoker's Corner and everything.
Right.
So I was on the foyer and I wouldn't let them through. And I was like, no, you can't go through. And they'd be like, oh, let's throw like... And I'd be like, no, you're not getting past here, love. First in my family, you can turn that shit around and you can walk your little backside around. Loved it, me. Loved it. Had a badge. I was also vice captain.
Right.
Of me, didn't get captain.
Of your house.
Devastated. Of me house.
Yeah.
Didn't get head girl. I was flipping gutted. My friend got it.
Really?
Holly. Yeah, gutted.
Holly got
I was.
Head girl.
Yeah, she was good. Like,
I love that. I just love that. I love the sentence. I had the second hardest patch as a prefect.
Well, it was.
Absolute.
Stairs aside.
Stairs was the hardest. That was a tall kid. Second hardest. Negotiating so that they have to walk past Smoker's Corner.
Uh-huh.
Love that. Can I cut through here? Listen here. Right? If it be me cousin, right? You'd have got through.
Oh, I let me cousin through.
I'm saying if this standing here was me cousin, you'd have got through. If it was me mum, you'd have got through. If it was me sister, you'd got through. Tell you why? Because none of them were fucking prefects.
Exactly.
But I'm a prefect.
Mm-hmm.
Get your ass past Smoker's Corner.
Yeah. Walk at that shit around. Yeah, Kate wasn't a prefect.
No?
Kevin wasn't a prefect. I was the only prefect.
Of course Kevin wasn't. How was Kate not?
I think she was a bit too shy. You had to have a bit of clout about you to be a prefect in my school.
Ridiculous.
You couldn't be shy. I think my Kate was just very different. She wasn't, I don't think she had the gusto. She has now.
Mm-hmm.
give her. I mean, if she'd been pissed doing it, should have been great. Or, Stone Cold Sober
at
13.
At 13.
No,
yeah.
Like 15.
I mean, well, 15, that's fair enough.
You only got prefect at year 11. Were you a prefect?
I was not a prefect.
Oh, right, that's a shame.
Rosie, I was never a prefect. I was never a milk monitor. I was never on the football team. I was never on any of them things. When I think we've talked about it before, but when we all in my junior school, when we all got to go to Thurston on a trip, I remember. They were like, we're picking names out of a hat, and we all had to sit in the library while they picked the names out of the hat. And I remember sitting there dead excited, thinking, oh, I'll definitely get to go. It was literally prefects, milk monitors, and the football team who all got picked out. And I remember thinking, I don't think my name was in that hat.
Oh, but you went to the meeting anyway.
I was there, sat in the library anyway, dead excited.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, I remember they took the names out, and then they put them in a green VHS, plastic VHS box, and they were the people who got to go.
They'll have rigged that.
Yeah,
I've worked in schools. They're massive. They've been like, Ramsey, gobshite. No.
Yeah, they probably wrote my name on a bit of paper earlier and then just dropped it in the toilet.
Oh, yeah, I burnt it because they smoked then.
Yeah, at schools. Yeah. Smoked in the smoker's room. Yeah, there we go. So there we go.
I'd let you through the foyer.
Would you now?
Well, nah. Not a chance.
Kick us while I'm down. Babadoo, 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 ba. Rosie.
Yes.
I can hear you so well on these headphones today.
Because you've had your ears done.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Showed you the photo, didn't I?
Showed you the photo of the black wax.
Black wax.
That was taken out years, which I'm a bit worried about. Think you might need to go to the doctors about that.
Also showed a few people who came to the house randomly.
That's
a new thing. I just get the photo on my phone. I go, you seen that? And they look at it for so long. And then they go, what isn't? I go, came out my ears the other day. And they go, ah! It's my new game. It looked like sort of squashed black raisins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, amazing though. God, horrible. I can hear everything now. It's fantastic. Honestly. I might need to go and get them clean again. I didn't hear.
Did you?
I just heard a
Did you hear that?
Just a lovely compliment.
Yep.
Just
shit in bed.
Lovely compliment. Thank you.
Yep, yeah, great.
I've put my fringe to the right today. It's nice, isn't it?
Robin's not yours.
Hey, man, how are you? That is not nice. Not nice. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. Something very exciting is happening this week, other than our book launch, obviously.
Okay.
Kids are back at school.
Yes, they are.
Kids are back at school!
Get back in the class!
Get back to school!
Yes!
We gotta go back! Woo! Back to school again! Yes! Great. I've got nothing else to say other than that is just.
When I was on the one show the other week, we were doing a segment about getting the kids back to school, and I fumbled all my lines in it because I was so excited about the idea of kids going back to school. Because Rom's going to go into bigger school, and it's going to be, he's going to be away all day.
Yeah, all day, Chris.
Yeah.
9 till 3.
8:30. Booyah!
8:30.
Well, whatever time he goes.
10 to 9.
I'll drop him off 8:30 and just chill.
He'll be
just
fine.
Chill outside. Yeah.
He's a big lad now.
So exciting.
It's great.
So exciting.
Hope you're all feeling okay about it.
Yes.
For anyone who is worried about it, just let you know I've got a lot of friends who are teachers. They are really excited to get back and they've put so many precautions in place that, is precautions the right word?
I don't know, but they know what you mean.
Yes.
And I know what you mean.
And I think it's a step forward in the right direction, personally, and I'm very excited. And I think all of our children will be really excited.
God, yeah.
Because I don't know about you guys, but our little boy has turned into a rotten little tomato.
He's sick of us. He's sick of us.
Yeah.
Absolutely sick of us.
I don't blame him.
I'm sick of me.
I'm sick of me too. So anyway, best of luck. Even though Robin doesn't go back to the blooming 16th.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to have to watch all the other kids go to school and he doesn't start the 16th because they're doing little intakes.
Listen, it's all right, right? We've got a couple of weeks. Tell you what, we'll go on a lovely holiday. Oh,
no, no.
We'll fly to... Oh,
right, yeah.
Well, we'll have some... books out.
Yeah. We'll just spend quality time to get them. We've been doing that for 16.
For a little change, we'll work from home.
Anyway.
I'm going out on my bike. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for...
Rosie's Mysteries. Oh, turn the volume up on your phone. Mysteries. There you go. Useless fucker.
Well, I never knew that. You're kidding.
Not kidding. Not kidding.
No way.
Yes, way.
Mysteries. Absolutely horrible. Honestly, horrible. You took the pop shield off. You were talking into the side of the mic. Honestly, everyone listening, that must have been horrible to listen to.
Hello and welcome back to this week's Rosie's Mysteries. Ignore
completely ignored
the chirping man in the corner.
Fair enough.
Got a real mystery here. A little bit of a worrying mystery. I don't know what you're going to make of this, actually.
Oh.
But this lady needs our help.
Also, it's another, it's not just a true or false, it's another letter from someone.
Well, you'll be glad to know, okay? Yeah. So obviously it started off as a lot of true or falses, which I think is really informative and very interesting to listen to as a listener. But we have actually had a lot of emails with mysteries.
Okay.
So well, I'm happy, you know, and it combines a little bit of questions from the public.
Okay.
So it's a bit of both.
Cool.
All right, see what you make of this.
Okay, then.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. So, this story doesn't have an answer, but I've honestly been trying to make sense of it for years.
Yes.
Hoping you can help.
Wow.
Please keep me anonymous because my parents don't even know I drink.
Goodness me.
She put in brackets, lol.
Lol indeed.
Mm.
Wow.
So a few years ago, I woke up in my uni house and most confused I have ever been. For context,
right.
The night before, I had been out with my housemates, but distinctly remember coming back alone, having some water, then putting myself to sleep.
Putting myself to sleep?
I think
fucking
she just
strangle
meant
yourself.
Kind of choke myself into bed.
Choke yourself out. That's so weird. I tucked myself in. And choked myself unconscious.
Knocked myself out.
I distinctly remember running at the wall with my head down as fast as I could to put myself...
Every night. Okay.
Put myself to sleep.
Love these. In the morning, you can imagine my surprise when I woke up wearing full-on lingerie and a puffer jacket.
Okay.
Was I hot or cold? Who knows?
Wow.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I've read this.
Right.
And I'll tell you my conclusion at the end.
I've got one already. Is this a lady?
Yes.
I've got a conclusion, but I'll tell you.
Okay. Does it involve maybe ringing the police?
No.
All right. That's where my head went. But anyway, let's keep going.
Fucking hell. Not mine at all.
Okay. This was already confusing because this particular piece of clothing was packed at the bottom of a suitcase of crap I had shoved away.
Wow.
At this point, I assumed I had blacked out, even though I definitely remember going to bed.
Goodness.
Putting myself to bed. And guessed that I would have rummaged through all my clothes the night before just for fun. My room, however, was spotlessly clean, and I mean professional standard. It wasn't even like this before I had left on the night out. Hoovered and everything.
Mm. Right.
At this point, I'm freaking out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Rightly so. My room door had been locked from the inside, so I don't think anyone had come in, making this last bit even creepier.
Right.
In the far side of my room, there was a small puddle of blood, probably the size of a tennis ball, still wet.
What the fuck?
There were no drops of blood leading towards or away from it. Just a little island of blood.
How does she know it was blood?
Well, it'll be red and wet.
Whoa! I can name you five things that are red and wet.
Go.
Ketchup. Red paint. Dark red paint. Light red paint. Brown paint with water in it.
Oh, God. Clever shit.
Tomato soup.
Great. I only asked for five.
Tomato juice.
I was not on my time of the month. Nice. And checked myself and all my clones. And all my clothes, sorry.
And all my clones. Everyone up against the wall. All ears. Laundry off. Puffer jackets off. Have you cut yourself?
Welcome to 2073. All your clones.
I asked all my clones if they had done it, and none of them said anything. As I haven't put a brain in them yet.
We're not at that stage of development.
They
anyway,
are tissue only.
She wasn't on her period. Mm-hmm. She checked herself and all her clones and her clothes for signs of cut or bleeding, but there were none.
Yeah.
When my housemates came to inspect the scene, we checked all of them as well and no blood anywhere.
What the hell?
None of them are bleeding. Please help. Why was I wearing lingerie and a puffer jacket? Who cleaned my room? Whose blood was it? Why do I remember going to bed? 5 years on, my friends have concluded some quite dark things, so please steer away from the murder accusations. Very confused. Thanks for your help.
Just drop that in the end there. Please stay away from the murder accusations. I mean, this could be anything. This could literally be someone in that area was spotted that night in lingerie and puffer jacket leading the scene, but just skirted straight over
well,
that there.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you want 30
no,
seconds?
God, please, God, don't. Oh, I'll have a breakdown. Oh, I can't. Because you can't give us 30 seconds because there's no answer.
Right, well.
What do you think? What was yours?
I just thought it was a bit worrying. Mm-hmm. If all of that had happened and you were genuinely intoxicated, I was like, maybe you should go to bed. But then again, she totally remembers going to bed and our door was locked from the inside, so I've got no idea.
See, my thing, I imagine that... The problem is, when the story starts with, I was out and I was pissed, you go, okay, then, well, whatever comes after that is just, it's all fucking gobbledygook, it doesn't matter. My idea was, until the clean thing, my idea was that she'd been texting someone and was going to, like, nip over to see some lad, a bit of a booty call, and she just was like, oh, well, I'm a bit pissed, I've got a bit of confidence, I'm just going to high lingerie on her, just a puffer jacket, and turn up at his door and just be like, nah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then do you think she put herself to bed by running into the wall?
I don't know. The blood in the corner is weird.
I mean, that really takes it to another level, doesn't
really
it?
Really strange. But the clean in the room... Trust a fucking student thing to be like, I can't believe it. It was clean.
Hoovered.
It was hoovered. This must be ghosts. Or maybe just, you know, normal. Maybe that's normal.
Maybe
to have
she
the
was
room
really
clean.
Pissed and she just cleaned her room.
She might have done. Yeah. I don't know what the blood was. Might not have been blood. Like I say, how does she know it was blood?
Could have been a jubbly.
Jubbly.
Strawberry jubbly.
What's a strawberry jubbly?
The lollies.
Right,
is that what they're called?
A melted ice lolly. Yeah. Maybe she had an ice lolly.
Did she lick it?
She put on lingerie because someone was going to come round to have some sex with her, right? Ew. And then he was like, oh, suck a lolly for us or something. So she started that. Then she tidied all the room because he was coming, right? Coming over.
Yeah.
Then he cancelled at the last minute and she put the lolly down upset and the lolly had made her so cold she had to put a jacket on.
Case closed.
I rest my case, Your Honour.
You can rest now, five years on. Well
there we
done.
Go. That's what happened.
Yeah, okay. I'll go with that.
God, I'm good.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris! Hello, Chris!
What's this?
Barry, are you alright?
Oh, hello, Barry.
Hiya, Chris. I'm just quickly ringing. I've got a few of the...
What's going on?
Just got a few of the lads around. We're just celebrating. We've just been in the shop. We just bought the book. I can't wait to see all the chapters with us in. And right. We've got them all here. We're just about to read it. Hey, get your glasses on. Get your glasses on. Get your glasses on. Get your glass. So we're just about to read the book, and I just want to, honestly, just want to ring and say, mate, thanks for letting us be involved in it. I'm so excited. We've got all the mates here, and we just can't wait. We're just having a ball, all right? Best of luck with it. Cheers, mate.
Thanks. Cheers. All thanks. Right. Yeah. Thanks, Barry.
Oh, great.
Do you know you're not actually in? Do you know you're not?
What are you saying?
Do you know you're not actually in any of the books?
Yes! Nice! No, he's on the phone. He's just saying the book's out now. Got it, nope. Man. We've all got it.
But first of all, I don't know where you've got it because it's not actually out till Thursday. You're not in any of the book. You are not in the book at all, Barry.
Not what?
There's not one.
Hang on a minute. Lads! Shut up! Shut up! Right. Sorry. What, Chris?
So you sound like you've gone into another room there, Barry.
Just gone in the toilet.
You sound like you've gone in the toilet. Yeah. Or, good. You're not in the book.
Not at all.
No, you're not mentioned in the book. No.
Just.
No, you're an anomaly that only happens on this podcast, and I put my foot down, and you're not mentioned at all. Not one single bit in the book. Not even. I don't even think the word beef's in the book. Barry, the word Barry's in on a different story, but the word beef is not in the book.
Right. Right, well...
Is this going to be awkward if we go and tell
just
him?
Just the lads are here.
I'll be honest with you, I'm listening to that noise through the other room there, Barry. It sounds like a lot of people. I don't think you should have that many. At the moment, with COVID, I don't think you should have that many people in your house.
It's just as
I know you're a doctor, apparently.
It's all the doctors. So, we're all got stuff on with PB.
Oh, you got it all. That's what's
got all those stuff, yeah. Like... What am I going to tell them, Chris?
Well, I just hope that they don't read it all tonight.
Right, okay.
Give them all a copy to go home with.
I've bought 900 copies.
Well, thank you. That's good. I don't know.
Oh, shit. Right, I'm going to have to go. Right.
I'll tell you that.
Best of luck. Is that
little,
it all?
That little burp you did there at the end.
I'm nervous.
So you got the sound of a bar full of people, but you didn't get the sound of a phone hanging up. So you did that at the end there with your mouth.
Was that bad? What? Is he not in the book at all?
That's the bit I hate the most was that Barry.
Poor Barry.
Poor Barry.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
No, the beefs aren't in the book.
It's nice to have Barry back though for a little bit there. I enjoyed that. I mean, as much as he's absolutely flaunting the social distancing rules in his house. Carnage in there.
Doctors, eh? Do what they want. Do what I like.
Fucking hate you. I hate you. What's your beef?
Do you know what, Christopher?
Uh-huh.
I don't have a beef this week.
You are joking.
I don't actually have a beef this week. No, I don't. Because just because you've been a bit down today, and I didn't think you needed one. And honestly,
really?
I quite like, but I said it today.
Uh-huh.
We've been all right. I haven't got a beef.
You serious?
I haven't got a beef this week.
This feels like a trap.
I promise you. I swear.
Oh.
Have you got one?
Yeah.
Right. Come on then.
You know, I was a bit down this morning, but then I was...
I just felt a bit bad for you.
Oh. Well, I was a bit down, but then I had the Zoom meeting with the people from the BBC about the Little Mix show, and I got a little bit excited about that because it feels like I'm back to work, and that was good.
Oh, well then, I will carry on with my beef. So when you feel a little bit down, you like to bring it to me and then make me feel a little bit down. But now that you feel okay, that's all right. The world's right again.
Yeah, well,
so that's good. Thanks for that.
Well, you mean that?
Thanks for bringing me into your depression earlier on for that hour. But now you're all right, then I'll be all right.
Oh.
Yeah. Good job. I'm flexible, isn't it?
Right.
So there you are. There's your beef.
Oh.
I'm trying to be nice, but no.
Be honest with you,
did upset us.
Didn't mean to take much for us to get that out of you. It was like it was waiting.
It was bubbling, mate.
Aye, sorry. We do that. We both do that, right? When one was down, we speak to the other one and we kind of unload the emotional baggage onto the other one, but we literally unload it. I literally am like just getting it. It's like some kind of drug deal in a car park. I'm getting it all out of my car and into your car, and then I'm just driving off, loving
it. And then leaving it with
your
me.
Goose.
But that's fine.
I'm
What's
really
your
sorry.
Beef?
My beef with you this week is something you did at the weekend.
Oh,
at
my birthday?
Day before.
Right.
Day before. We left the house. We got a package from the postman. I was walking on the way out of the house. He dropped it in the car. I was walking on the way out. And I don't know who sent it. I didn't actually get a chance to read the thing. But it was all the Harry Potter stuff. Some Harry Potter Lego. And loads of little things, little sweets and stuff like
Lego?
That. Yeah, there was some Lego actually sent it. Oh,
so.
Thanks, Lego. But there was like a Harry Potter cape. There was all kinds of things. It was great. Robin loved it. We were on my way to a friend's house, right? Mm-hmm. We went to the friend's garden and all that stuff, right? We sat there. You produced a packet of jelly beans and just got the jelly beans out and said, oh, we've got these sent to dear jelly beans. Hey, everyone have a jelly bean. Just started giving jelly beans out willy-nilly. Luckily, it took about 3 or 4 jelly beans until people started going, what the fuck is this? Robin looked at us with fear and disgust in his eyes and went, Daddy, what's happening? I looked on the card. There were Harry Potter, Diagon Alley fucking joke jelly beans. Yeah. One was rotten egg. One was vomit. One was grass. One was one was just dirt. Some of them were like candy floss stuff. One was literally dirt. That was the flavour. Dirt. And you just handed them. I'd never heard of these. I didn't know this was a thing. You just handed them out like it was party favors, and everyone you ruined everyone's fucking day.
All right, in my defense, I didn't have a clue that they were.
But as soon as someone said these taste weird, you were, oh, there might be them weird ones because it's Harry Potter
stuff.
Because
I've had them before.
Well, I'd never had them.
I think there's a game called like Bean Boozled or whatever, where it's jelly beans and it's all the different kind of flavors, but they are disgusting.
Fucking well, I had one and it was grass, and I was like, is
grass
that
isn't
grass?
That bad.
Well, I was like, is that grass or am I stupid? And then I read them. My God.
The vomit one is awful.
I'll never forget Robin's face. The only time Robin's ever made that face at me was when he knocked his teeth out and he was looking at us.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
Which one did he get?
Rotten egg. And he looked like he was going to die. And he was literally going, Daddy, what's happening? And you were like, everyone have a jelly bean. Me.
Then when I found out, I ate all the Tutti Frutti ones.
Yeah,
so that
yeah,
was good.
Yeah. I left all the other ones.
Good times.
And then you brought them home with you. Don't know why you did that.
Did I?
You're still here somewhere. Yeah. You put them in the car.
Oh, well, let's play a little game.
Nope. It was awful.
Sorry. Not sorry.
Should be ashamed of yourself. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
That's a job. This is my job. Weird.
Loving life.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shagmindannoyed@gmail.com. Send whatever you want because Rosie's doing it at the minute again because I'm having a little lovely surprise week.
The week of surprises.
Love it.
Okay, so I have got some disgusting ones.
Yes, good,
some
excellent.
Pretty tame ones.
Got you.
And something up someone's backside. What would you like to start with?
That almost sounds like the little menu card from the jelly beans that we had the other day.
It does, doesn't it?
Let's go with the second one that you said.
Okay, something pretty tame.
Let's start off pretty tame. Okay. Let's do it.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have two questions for you both. One. First one. Are either of you hoarders? If you are, what do you hoard?
Oh.
Number two. Who does the food shopping and do they keep to a list or do they bring extras/offers/treats that are not on the list?
Oh.
So first question.
Hoarders.
Who's the hoarder?
I hoard clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get rid of stuff. I realised the other day I put a t-shirt on. Honestly, I must have had it since before we met.
Yeah.
I don't like throwing them away or getting rid of them. So I do that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I hoard things that I don't know how to recycle.
Yeah. But, really? Mm-hmm. So there's something. I'm going to find stuff.
I've got a drawer full of old nail varnishes.
Oh, for God's sake.
And just bottles of stuff that's glass, plastic, loads of cardboard. I don't know where things go, so I just keep them in my drawer for years.
Oh, God. I don't even...
How do you recycle nail varnish? Because it's never empty. You can't put it down the sink. What are you going to do? Put it into like a paper bag or something?
I don't know. Maybe pour it into a
tissue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant. Yeah. So that mystery, you solved that in 10 seconds or less.
Mysteries. So all I needed to do was have a conversation about it. Can you believe
really?
That?
So yeah, okay.
I've been doing that for years.
Okay, so when are you going to go empty this drawer from hell?
Oh, yeah. Well, listen. It's not doing anyone any harm, is it?
Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't want to know where it is. Don't even tell us where it is because it'll upset us. I'm not a bit asleep. Don't tell us where it is. What was the second question?
Who does the food shopping and do they keep to a list or do they bring extras home?
We both do the food shopping.
I do the big shop.
You do the big shop.
The little sporadic shops.
Yeah, now and then.
And you
send
very
us a
rarely
list.
Buy anything for anyone else other than yourself.
Beg your pardon.
You don't go to the shops and think, oh, what does the family need? What does the family need for tea and dinners and breakfast? No, you go to the shop and you go, I'm going to get myself some yogurt and I'm going to get myself some fruit and some of these Twixes, which are white chocolate and nobody likes them because they're disgusting. And Kit
right.
Kat Chunkies
right.
and all that shit. And you just buy stuff for yourself.
Right. First of all, slander, right? If I just randomly bought ingredients and was like, we're having spaghetti bolognese tonight, you'd be like, why? Why? I don't know about this. You've got meals planned. I mean, you know what you're doing.
Can I just say, though, it'd be nice if you said, oh, I bought all the stuff for spaghetti bolognese. I'm going to cook that tonight.
No, because then you'd go, oh, we've got a HelloFresh and he's be eating. Oh, I've got this chicken that's going to go out of date. Don't make it out like it's easy, like it's a level plate. Nah,
look in the fridge. Smiling.
Don't be making it out like it's easy and level plate.
You never cook
me
tea.
Right?
You never ever cook for me. Tea. Do you know, why do you think I get so excited when eating out? Why do you think my face lights up when somebody else brings a plate to my table?
Because you're a greedy pig?
No, because I'm like, I didn't have to make this. I didn't have to stand and chop stuff. And, you know, the reason I'm a bit bigger than what I should be, I nearly said something else, but the reason I'm a little bit bigger is because I am, because I have to cook for you and him, and then I eat everything while I'm cooking. And
all I
shocking.
Heard there was, I eat everything while I'm cooking. Is my
I do. I can't. I should I staple my mouth up for that half an hour it takes me to prepare a meal.
Oh, God.
Or it would be nice if you did cook for.
Also, once. After you've been, after this as well, the second part of my argument is, if I bring home a little chocolate bar or something for you, you kick off. You kick off. You go, wow, I don't want a chocolate bar. Why have you done that? And then you go, get it away. And then you make us go and get it later on. Your dad, for your birthday, bought you a big box of Dairy Milk chocolates.
Yeah.
Great present. Knows you well. Excellent, excellent choice. You handed me them and went, hide them from me.
Yeah, you haven't hid them yet. I had three yesterday. Three full bars. Chris, I'm an animal. Hide them, would you? I can't be doing this. I got a massive big bar of Dairy Milk.
God.
I got a huge bar of Galaxy, which I'll be making into cakes because it's not me go-to one.
And you left it in the sun
and
yesterday.
And I left it in the sun, so it's flipping melted. I'll have to do that
tonight. Itself in half.
Yeah.
You left it standing up against a wall in the sun and it folded itself in half like a drunk falling over.
So inconsiderate. So yeah, thank you, Dad, by the way, but... not great. Not great on the old Hwass line. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Ramsey. Z's, sorry.
Ramsey's.
Thought I'd share the weirdest date ever with you.
Oh, fantastic.
Enjoy.
Now, we've heard some weird ones, so let's see.
This is good.
Okay.
This made me feel better about my whole date in life, to be honest. Because I've had some horrific dates.
Strap in.
I once met a guy on a dating app.
Always starts like that.
After weeks of chatting, we decided to meet for a drink. The evening of the date, he texts me to say he was running a little bit late after getting stuck in traffic on his way home from work, and that he still had to quickly go see his auntie, but he would pick me up on the way to her as to not keep me waiting. I assumed he was nipping to her house for something and I would wait in the car. So we're driving along when he pulls up outside a funeral home.
What?
I asked, oh, does your auntie work there? He replied, no, she passed away. She's in here until a funeral on Monday.
Fuck off.
Yep. I told him how sorry I was, as I could see he was getting upset. When he then asked if I would go in with him for moral support.
You are joking me.
As he's never seen a dead person before.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he picks her up for a date.
Mm-hmm.
They've only been on a few dates.
Yeah.
And he's taken her to the Chapel of Rest to see his auntie's dead body.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with everyone?
I don't even know if they'd been on it. She said they'd been chatting.
Shut the
fuck up. We decided to meet for a drink, so I don't even know if she's ever been on a date with him.
Wow.
So, being put on the spot, I reluctantly agreed.
You are joking me. You know they say take them somewhere different. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? If you speak like a dating guru, they go, you know, showing vulnerability, you know, take them to the cinema somewhere, you know, take them somewhere they'll remember. Yeah, I mean, there's a fucking line. There's a line.
Chris, wait to leave.
Climbing wall. Trampoline park.
Oh, you ready?
Yeah.
We walked in and there she was. In a coffin surrounded by nice pictures, a microphone, her false teeth, a pair of glasses on her head and another pair shoved in her hand. The other hand filled with packets of sweets. Weird enough? Nope. Why has she got them things around her?
Is it like all her favourite stuff?
These are a few of my favourite things. So she's got a pair of glasses on her head and another in her hand. And that other hand are filled with packed with sweets. And her false teeth. And there's pictures and a microphone. She might be in a singer.
Microphone, she might be a singer with it. I imagine the sweets is like she was always giving sweets to the kids. So that she's got sweets there. And I bet you the glasses are on the top. I bet you she always lost her glasses.
Bet
so it was
did.
Like, give her two.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I'm all right for being a fucking prop joke at my funeral. Don't be fucking putting bikes in with us and going, I always went on about his bike. Yeah,
oh, Chris, go. I'm going to have an absolute field day with yours. I'm going to stick so many bits of shit in there. Oh, it's going to be great.
Lego recycling. Oh, he loved the recycling.
Yeah. Stick the bin in there.
Everyone, bring your save your recycling up. We're going to bury him with it for a laugh. It'll fucking well annoy him getting buried with it. It's in landfill, dickhead.
I'm going to stick my phone in there.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, can it wait? Anyway, I stood back, leaving him to say his goodbyes, when he pulled a watch out of his pocket and asked if I would help lift her arm up whilst he put the watch
no
on her wrist.
No fucking way. No way. Right, so there we go then. So people have been bringing their stuff to give to her then. That's
just loads of shit. Poor woman.
Oh, my God.
Like, should fucking be crowded out in there.
To fucking get him a buckaroo.
What's it called? Rigor mortis?
That's when, yeah, so they're really like genuinely yeah, really stiff, yeah.
Genuinely.
So he'd have lifted her arm up, put it on, and you have to push her arm back down.
Oh, God. Again, reluctantly, I agree.
That's unbelievable. So the stuff you, guys, stop it. The stuff you all agree with on a date is fucking nuts. Pack in. I mean,
you didn't have to go in, love.
You should have waited outside. I mean, he's a... There's a line. I mean, this is crazy. Why would you take someone to the... Oh, no.
Holding this dead woman's arm up
Jesus.
With this guy who I just met, he then kissed her on the head and asked me if I wanted to kiss her on the head too.
Fuck up! No! Yeah. I can't! No.
I felt weird about that.
Did you? Never in the world.
Oh, did feel weird putting a watch on.
I felt weird about that. After kissing her, my lips were cold.
So, hang on. So instead, I awkwardly patted her on the head like a dog.
This is awful.
Rip.
Guys, we're not laughing at a dead woman here, and we're not laughing at a guy losing his auntie or whatever she was to him. We're laughing at the fact that he took this. But I know it seems so ridiculous that I have to tell you that, but I have to tell you that because this is just the date from hell.
It's worst, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, we then went for drinks,
yeah.
And I never saw him again.
Never.
Threw him a snog at the end, though,
great.
To see if it was worth it.
Wow.
He wasn't.
Wow.
Yeah, so she kissed him.
I love it. I hope that she snogged him. And then I hope that he in the car on the way back, he was like, oh, can I see each other again? And I hope she leant over and went, no, and just patted his head. The only way that could have been a good date, right? Mm-hmm. Well, would it have been worse? Here's a question for you.
Yes.
Would it have been better and less weird or worse and more weird if she'd went, yeah, we'll kiss her on the head. And when she'd went to kiss her on the head, the auntie was just like, well, hey, surprise! And she like jumped up and he was just like pissing himself and he was like, oh, it's a practical joke. What would be worse? Would it be worse if it was a practical joke and she wasn't actually dead and it was just a whole fucking wind up?
I think that would be better.
I think it would be better as well.
I think that would be better. I would enjoy that more rather than
yeah. And
you
she was
have
like,
brought
oh,
me.
And, yeah, and the auntie was like, oh no, like I own this funeral home. We'll do this now and then. Yeah. It's just a piss take. That would be better.
You can
I
only
think.
Join
still
our
really
family.
Really fucking dark and weird.
I would yeah. enjoy that more than just taking it at the funeral home.
So weird.
Do they let strangers in there?
I think if you go in.
I mean, I'm not being funny, right? If I die mm-hmm. and my nephew brings yeah. his date,
yeah.
I'd be seething. I'd be looking down at him yeah. thinking, you little twat. Who the hell's this? Who's that?
Yeah. I mean, inviting someone to a party that you're invited to. So, you know, inviting, passing on the invite yeah. to someone else. That's a bit
that's
rude.
Annoying.
Inviting someone to your chapel arrest, that's another level. That's, that, like, yeah.
That is rude
yeah.
to the core.
Good God.
I'm actually a bit annoyed.
Yeah. Jesus.
Very funny, though.
Wow. I'm going to sell tickets when you die.
What, for me, chapel
yeah,
arrest?
Yeah, everyone's just going to come in. I mean, loads, yeah, just a big line of people. Like a little delicatessen machine, a little ticket machine. You could
all right, okay. Great.
Number 43, come in. And then they come in and just have a look at you. And then they just walk out.
Just make sure. Put me nightly down with it. Give us a wipe and put me nightly down.
Can I kiss her on the head? It's a pound extra. It's a pound extra. Can I pat her? 50 pence. Babadoo, 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 ba. Sorry, before we move on, can I just say at the beginning of that question, I did say we've had some weird dates. It's going to take a lot to top it. You might be in the lead.
That's the best one.
That might be the weirdest date yeah. we've ever heard of yeah. on this show.
That's
yeah.
better than me on the porn star date.
Yeah,
much
yeah.
better.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. Hey, Rosie and Chris. Keep reading to the end of this one, as it doesn't go as you'd expect.
Okay.
About 4 years ago, my friend and I were out in the biggest club in Cardiff at the time, Oceana. Do you remember them?
Oh, I remember
that. There were a chain. There was one in Leeds. Yeah. There was one random girl we kept seeing who was clearly absolutely steaming drunk. Her eyes were rolling in the back of her head. She couldn't really stand or speak properly, and she didn't seem to have any girlfriends with her.
Oh, never.
She was with what I can only describe as a creepy guy on the side of the disco room dance floor.
Oh.
He seemed super pervy, and we just had a bad feeling about him, and she seemed a bit all over the place. My friend and I went over to try and help her, but she was repeatedly adamant that she was fine. To be fair, she was better when we spoke to her.
Got you. So she's just one of these people who looks really pissed.
Some people look like Bambi on ice when they're pissed. But then you sit them down and chat to them and they're like stone cold sober and you just think, what happens to your body when you try to walk?
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've seen this before. Eventually, the boy that she was with started thing. I don't want to see it.
You don't want to see a fingering, but you've just showed me the two fingers and like done an upward motion three or four times, which personally for me was worse. well, these people listen to Shag Mode and they understand that you started fingering her.
On
the dance floor. Yeah. Finger on the dance floor.
Ooh. Ooh. You better not steal the groove, DJ.
God. Anyone out there who's fingering people on dance floors, pack it in, man.
Oh, I've seen home. I've seen it before. It's utterly disgusting.
Stop it.
We can all see you. You're vile.
Yeah, we can all see you're a mile. You know, kissing loads is weird. Stop it.
I find people who do that to other people on the dance floor or in a corner or whatever, they think no one can see.
Yeah.
And everyone can see.
We can see. We can
see. Disgusting. I haven't seen it for a long time. We haven't been out for a while and I'm quite glad.
I've been in a nightclub for years.
I'm glad of it.
Are even nightclubs even open yet? I don't know if they are.
I don't know. Oh. Have you ever done that to anybody in a nightclub?
Fingered someone in a nightclub for? Me. Germaphobe. No.
True.
Do you know why? Because the person you've pulled on a night doesn't like it when you run off to the toilet with two fingers held in the air.
Vomiting in your mouth.
Going in the other hand. Going in the other hand to get a pound for the guy in the toilet so he let you use the soap. Can I have blue roll, mate? Hand dryer's there. Can I have blue roll, mate?
Right. So I take that as a no.
No. I've
okay. We did try a few more times to offer to help her over the course of a couple of hours, but she wasn't having it.
Sorry, what were you trying to help her with? And why are you starting a conversation with someone while they're being fingered? What's wrong with you?
I'm just wondering why their night out is this girl.
It's really, but, well, they must be thoughtful and she must have been in the right state. So fair play. You need more people like this in the world.
Anyway, she wasn't having any of it.
Right.
So we told the bouncers we were concerned for her. They stepped in and we left them to it.
Got you.
Fast forward an hour or so later, and my friend and I were walking back to my city centre flat.
Yeah.
We had to walk down a quiet road, and as we turned the corner, there were two police officers sat in a police car.
Right.
There was no one else around, so we ended up chatting to them. Just a casual chat, not really sure why. These two are pure law-abiding citizens.
Oh, God, honestly, I bet. Honestly, what did you fucking show them your tax return or something? Just letting you know this is all up to date, officer. Hello. Honestly.
We've just been checking out the fingering on the dance floor. It's fine.
Hi, officer. Just to let you know, me and my friend here, the two goody two shoes, we took cock blocking to a new level tonight, officer. We actually went and got the doorman to step in. Because we hadn't pulled, so fuck everyone else.
It's Sharon. It's Sharon. He'll never finger you. A million years. Sharon's raging. So they're just chatting to the police officers. Okay. As we were talking, Finger Girl from the club is walking up the street alone towards us and the police. What are you laughing at?
Just, I love the guy. Imagine she's like kicking off. You scared him away! Anyway.
We obviously say it to the police, hoping they'll help her. Oh, we've been really worried about this girl all night. She was being fingered on the dance floor by a random. She was kissing him and other guys for hours. And now she's on this quiet street on her own. We go into all the details of what she's been up to. It's a long street, so she's walking for a while. What?
I've got my hands on my mouth because I've got a funny feeling I know what's going to happen, but say it.
The police officers are deadly silent and don't say anything. And my friend and I are confused.
Oh, God. Nah.
They aren't even looking at each other at this stage, and it feels a little awkward. awkward.
Oh, God.
The girl keeps walking directly towards us. The police officer then says, "That's my girlfriend."
Oh! Oh. Oh, God.
In an embarrassed tone, as the girl gets in the back of the police car and they quickly drive off.
Oh, my God.
The officers had come to pick her up after her night out, and one of the officers and Finger Girl were indeed a couple.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
I'm sweating. Mm-hmm. I'm very rarely am I speechless.
Yeah.
And nice, I don't quite know what to say.
Well, that's what happens when you get fingered on the dance floor.
Jesus Christ. No. Well, it's not. That's not what happens.
No, it is. The police come and pick you up this one. And then take you home and this dog going out with you. They might marry you one day. Stop it.
Oh, my God. Honestly.
Didn't see it coming, did you?
I thought you were going to say daughter, which I think would have
been... Oh, that would have been worse.
Would it have been worse is my question. Yes. I don't know if it would have been. I think it would have been worse for them two lads. I think the guy would have went off it at them, but the policeman would have went off it at them because it would have been like you slagging the daughter off, and I think you'd have got really defensive. But this was obviously, what could he do? Like,
no, I think it would have been worse if it was one of their daughters.
How? Because there's no betrayal there.
But I'm not being funny. Do you want your daughter to be getting fingered in Oceania by loads of different lads?
Well, absolutely.
I'd be absolutely livid.
Absolutely not. No one has ever...
Susan, keep your finger in your bedroom, please. Thank you very much. You don't mean you're taking it out of the nightclub.
No one has ever said in the history of the world, do you know what I want for my daughter? You know what I want? You know, I just want her to get fingered in Oceania by loads of lads in Cardiff.
Loads.
What I'm saying is... It's going to happen. If you've got a daughter, hopefully she's not going to get fingered by loads of lads in Oceania. But what I'm saying is, your kids grow up and have sexual activities with people. Your girlfriend isn't supposed to. It doesn't matter where it is.
All right, okay, fair enough.
Your girlfriend isn't supposed to, is my point.
Yeah, but you can get rid of your girlfriend.
Well, I hope he fucking did.
You can't get rid of your daughter.
I love that you got at the back of the car as well. Shall I get in the front, Gary? Back tonight, love. Get in the back.
And you're wearing pants next time.
Hey, honestly, poor bloke.
I know, not nice, is it?
Rosie.
What?
What if it wasn't the same girl?
What do you mean?
What if it was a different girl walking up the street? How many times on a night out did you see, like, in fashion and stuff, girls often have same haircuts, same dresses, people wear... How many times you must have went out and seen this girl in a similar top to you? What if it was a long street? She was in the distance.
You'd know.
What if it was a different girl?
No, you would know.
Imagine.
No, you would definitely know. Shoggy and George.
All
I've been searching all night.
Shoggy and George. Because it's Oceania. It's an ocean.
Didn't even think about that.
The crime busters of the sea.
Shaggy and George.
Clear Benny fingering mystery.
They've been circling all night, so they know exactly what you're looking
for. Shaggy and George knew exactly.
Yeah.
Shaggy and George.
I love that programme.
Fucking wonderful.
Oh, not cleverer than I think.
And it was. You would have been, but you just destroyed it with that sentence.
Great. Babadoo, 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 ba. So, we got a lot of emails about wedding dramas. You know how we mentioned the one last year? With the trip around the world.
Yes.
The guy. Would you like another one? Or do you think that was
absolutely
enough?
Absolutely. Absolutely like another one, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so of a similar vein, but the reveal is obviously different.
Fantastic.
See if you enjoy this. I've just listened to your most recent story about a man announcing his wife was cheating with his best friend on their wedding day and reminded me of a story my auntie once told me about a wedding she had been to.
Oh.
Auntie L was a friend of the groom's, and the bride and groom had been together for 12 years.
I always find it weird when people get married after that long.
Yeah,
I know.
It's
strange.
Well, it just depends, doesn't it? Cause
have we talked about it before? I feel like they just went, okay then, no one else is coming.
Might as well get this over with. Yeah, I don't know, because you always hear stories about them when they've got married later, when they don't work, but I can guarantee that there's loads of marriages that have waited and then got married and they've been fine. So,
yeah.
I think we're just thinking.
I suppose. They might have been saving up. They might have been waiting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think so by the sounds of this story, but whatever. She had gone to their wedding for the full day and still to this day talks about how gorgeous the whole venue was and how perfect the place would have been if no one had been invited. So that's nice.
Wow.
Some of the smaller incidents at this wedding were: 1. a £1,000 bottle of champagne gifted to the couple had been stolen off the gift table and had been found in the woman's toilets completely drunk.
Empty?
Empty.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to respect that. I mean, people did it. No, because I just thought they one person took it naked, but I think a few people did that.
A little gaggle.
That's really shitty.
Yeah.
That's really shitty.
Not nice, is it?
Oh.
The best man had been dancing with a wee granny and spun her too hard. She slipped and cracked her head open on the dance floor, where a waiter slipped on her blood and dislocated his shoulder. Both had to be taken in ambulances, but both were okay.
It's like fucking Faulty Towers.
I know. But the main story came the day...
You know you've got a good story when those two are your appetizers.
Yeah, exactly. The main story came the next day at breakfast.
Okay.
So all the guests the next morning came downstairs to the dining room of the hotel where special seats had been set out for them.
Okay.
As they all sat down, they noticed each table had a small envelope on their plate. And when they opened it, they all found the same sonogram photo. Immediately... everyone started cheering and screaming and heading up to congratulate the new bride and groom. However, they were met with total confusion from the couple. As the whole thing was becoming very weird, the maid of honour stood up, clinked her glass and started to make a speech. She announced that she was the one that was pregnant and the reason she was telling everyone now was because the groom was the father of the baby.
Right off. Shitting hell. So the next morning, she put them all out.
Yeah.
I have to respect that.
It would have cost her a fortune.
You got to pay for them, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. They're about £2 each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Apparently, the groom had not taken too kindly to the news the week before.
Wow.
So the maid of honour decided to enact her revenge. As you can imagine, the whole breakfast became carnage, with the bride slapping the groom and running out. My auntie decided to stay for breakfast because she had already ordered her full Scottish breakfast.
I love that! Respect, Auntie Elle. Respect.
And she also kept the sonogram photo in the envelope and put it in her memory box at home. So that's
to be fair,
a lovely little weird day out.
To be fair, that is a hell of a story to pull out your memory box when people want to know that. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, can I just say, can we all just stop? If you're going to cheat, can we do it with someone that the person doesn't know? Just so it's not a double fucking kick in the dick.
Babadoo, 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 ba. All right, now strap in.
Yeah.
Because this one is a little bit disgusting. So I'm warning you now. You can skip past it if you want. There's your warning, okay? Warning. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I thought I'd share a fairly grim phlegm story with you.
See, people don't like phlegm ones.
I know.
Remember the fishbowl?
I'm sorry, but this isn't as bad as the fishbowl.
Right, okay.
Okay. Although I hope it won't make people wretch like the other phlegm story about the cocktail I heard on your podcast.
That was it, yeah, that was it.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, my husband was a bit ill and was coughing up a lot of phlegm.
Oh, for God's sake.
Bless him. The advice from his sister, a nurse, was to get it all out, and we spent a delightful Friday night watching Netflix with him cupping up phlegm and spitting it into a bucket.
Oh, for God, go to the toilet, you fucking horror.
Why a bucket, anyway?
Oh, God.
Next day, Saturday, I got back from the gym and was pleased to see he had started cleaning the flat already. Our Saturday morning chore.
Great.
I got a load of washing out of the machine and went out to the balcony to hang it in the sun. We don't live in the UK.
Got you.
As usual, I was barefoot. And as soon as I stepped out on the balcony, which was wet where my husband had cleaned the floor, I knew something was wrong. Remembering how he cleans and remembering we only had one bucket.
Shut up.
My heart sank at the slimy feeling under my toes.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say for a laugh when you said clean the flat. I was going to say for a laugh. I hope he didn't use that bucket. But it seemed so obvious that I didn't even see it.
No.
And he's done it.
He had spent the night hawking up a load of phlegm, left it in the bucket all night, then given the bucket a quick rinse in the morning before filling it with water, a little detergent, and pouring this mixture together with a fair amount of slimy phlegm still clinging to the sides of the bucket onto the balcony, and I just stepped into it barefoot.
Oh, that is rotten.
Horrible, innit?
Rotten.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it'd be like a fucking ice rink.
Oh, God. I just don't know why you would... Just, this is what made me read this out in the first place, right? Because I've seen a lot of, like, mop buckets.
Right.
That's what he's doing it.
Stop showing off, but carry on.
Well, do you know what I mean, though? you can see it in your head, a mop bucket.
Yeah.
Why would that be your bucket of choice? To spit your phlegm in?
Stand up and go to the toilet.
Well, get a cup.
What?
Or
sorry.
A bowl.
No? What? No? Why are people... No? Stand up and go to the toilet.
You're going to go to the toilet every time you've got a bit of a cough and a
yeah,
phlegm.
Yeah, sorry, that's what you're going to have to do.
No.
You're not...
That doesn't happen.
So you'd sit with a fucking mug holding the handle.
Chris, I've done it before.
Really?
You've seen us.
Have I?
You've seen us.
When?
You've told us off.
Have I?
Yeah.
I might have blanked this out.
I used to have a little glass by the side of my bed.
That.
When I wasn't very well.
Oh, fuck
off. Are you joking?
Oh, I can't remember this. I'm not happy about this at all.
Have we never talked about this?
This no, this is disgusting. Honestly, you know what it is? No, everyone's going to get upset at this because I feel really weird now. I've gone all cold.
Would you not do that?
No, I would get up and go to the toilet every single time.
In the middle of the night?
Aye. Because that's just part of not being
times
well.
A night.
It's just part of not being well. You've just got to get up and go and hock in the toilet.
What if you can't get up because you're so, just your like bones are weak and whatever?
I mean, thankfully, touch wood, I've never had to experience that.
But why would you use a bucket, a mop bucket?
A mop bucket. Why? Better than a fucking glass, you pig. Someone's got to drink out of that glass.
Well, I'll just wash it with extra hot water.
That's disgusting. Oh, so we got glasses. Tell me now, we got glasses in our cupboard that you've hockled in. Tell us. Tell us now.
I cannot deny that fact.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I remember when Robin was sick once, you had the blooming bowl we make pancakes in, you were letting them high up into that. That was
still
nice.
There. Still
yeah,
there.
Yeah, still in the cupboard, the red one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Welcome to family life.
Oh, it's just awful. That feels sad. Oh. Nappy bin. I'd choose a nappy bin. There you go. I'd choose a nappy bin. You know the nappy bin where you put the nappy in, then you turn it round.
Mm-hmm.
I'd do that. Sorted. I'd have the nappy bin, I'd have a full plastic thing in it, I'd huckle into a hanky, I'd thingy it up and I'd put it in the nappy bin and I'd spin it. There you go, that's what I would do.
But seeing the nappy bin smells, okay, and it were tissue.
There'd be
that
no
makes
nappies
more
in it.
Sense.
Yeah, that's what I would do. And it were tissue, yeah.
Fair enough.
Oh.
I know that now.
Huckling in like bloody cordial. Oh, Jesus.
How much to drink it?
No. And I'm thinking I might pop the shop and get some new glasses.
£1 million, would you drink it?
I couldn't.
What?
I couldn't physically do it. I couldn't do it. What's in it? Are you watering down with anything?
Spit.
No.
So it's like thick
no,
phlegm.
Stop.
And
stop,
spit
stop.
And saliva.
No, nah, no.
You
nah,
wouldn't drink it
nah,
for a million?
Nah,
2 million?
No chance, nah.
2 million?
I
2 million
I would just...
English pounds, tax-free.
How much of it is there?
Half a glass. Half a tumbler.
Half a tumbler? So like a whiskey tumbler?
No, sorry. A big glass. So a full tumbler.
Oh,
how much?
I don't know if I could.
Two million. 2 million.
I would try.
I'd be raging if you didn't for 2 million. Okay.
Oh,
well done.
God.
I'll get it sorted.
Give Richard Branson a ring again, see if he fancies it.
Richard Branson.
Someone rich who's going to fund all these ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Endeavors.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant he's got a lot of
phlegm. Musk. No. It's not. It's got to be family phlegm. COVID and
great.
That. We'll give Elon Musk a centi-billionaire now. We'll see if he fancies.
Well, there you go.
Can you imagine ringing up Elon Musk's or like Jeff Bezos's people and going, hi, I've got a business proposal. Chris and Rosie Ramsey, you might have heard of them, Shag Marino. One of them's going to hockle in a glass until it's half full and the other one's going to drink it, but we need £2 million.
To fund the actual
to fund this
drinking.
Endeavor.
It's just a game of would you rather that went
is
really
Elon
wrong.
Interested? You know what? I might email them for the crash. What?
You never know,
should
you
we
know.
Just email
let's
them and see what we'll get
it.
Back? Right, okay.
Let's try it.
Fingers crossed. I love that they would go, oh, is it for charity? No. It's just just for them.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you for listening to this week's Shag Marinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed, and the book is out now, ladies and gentlemen. It's out now on Amazon, on WH Smith's, Waterstones, and Audible, the audiobook and the physical one. And you could maybe you get online, you could probably walk the shop and buy one with your hands as well.
Exactly.
Pick it up in that would be good.
Mm.
Yeah. So there we go. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.